Welcome back for this fantastic first show of the new year. We're joined now by two special people, Shirley Wild, who is the founder of the Steel Magnolias, also probably better known to most of the community as the Press Telegram's social columnist. She's at every party in town. And joined also by Gary Feldman, who's the medical director of the Stramsky Center. Gary, what does the Stramsky Center do?
Well, Arthur, Stramsky Center is a special place for me. It deals with children who have essentially developmental problems, ranging right through to children who have mental retardation, learning disabilities, things like ADHD, which most people have heard about, children with autism. We help children also with cleft palates. And we also have a program that helps families who have children who are born premature. We have complex medical problems. We have nurses that go out into their homes to look after the complex conditions that they have. We have an international adoption medicine program. And then also affiliated with us, last but not least, a hearing coordination center, which is affiliated, and I can tell you more about that later.
And the Stramsky Center is part of Long Beach Memorial Medical Center.
Correct. It's affiliated with Miller Children's Hospital. It's
Miller Children's
Hospital at Long Beach Memorial.
Now, Shirley, you are the founder, or one of the founders, or the founder of the Steel Magnolias, which got involved in supporting the Stramsky Center back in 1975. Tell us how that all happened.
Actually, it was the center that started in 1975, and the Steel Magnolias developed just 5 years ago as a support group for the center. Financially, the care is so intense that they needed money, and that's how I got involved.
And you and your other Magnolias have stepped up to the plate and raised a lot of money for the center.
An amazing amount for a group that's only 5 years old. Last year, we gave $200,000. The year before, we gave $180,000. The first year we gave $67,000. So we have, in 5 short years, donated a great deal of money to the organization, to the center.
Gary, I'm sure that the money is put to very good use by the center, but also having that kind of support must be meaningful to you as director.
It's wonderful. It's the backbone for what we do, because the kind of work we do, it's not like going to a physician with a cold where it's one visit and then you leave. We really work on long-term relationships with our patients. For instance, with the cleft palate program, we might see these children from birth extending right through to the age of 21.
Really?
And so there's a lot of case management, a lot of work that is involved, a lot of service work, and without the support from the Steel Magnolias, we would not be able to do the kind of work that we do.
So you develop relationships, obviously, with the families, the parents of the children, and I didn't realize that the relationship continues that long. You brought some photo, an infant that had a cleft lip and palate. We'll put that up, the so-called before photo, and why don't you just tell us what we're seeing?
What you have here is a young baby with a what we call bilateral, and it's both-sided cleft lip and palate. And this is a developmental disorder. It's a defect that occurs during the embryonic process. Yeah,
okay.
During the embryonic process. And really what our program does, we have a great team of plastic surgeons, oral surgeons, orthodontists, and amongst others, we're social workers who work together to help these families coordinate the kind of care and the surgery that's necessary for this. And there you have a very nice after picture of the reconstruction that's taken place. It's not just the plastic surgery, but it's also, it's very long term. It's dental work, it's speech therapy. Some of these children also have ear problems. They need ENT care. So it's very complex, and it takes a long time to help these children improve.
And those services are available even to families that could not afford to pay for...
Absolutely, absolutely. That's, in fact, one of the things we pride ourselves in, is helping families that have difficulty with...
Well, what a blessing. What a blessing to a child that had the misfortune of being born with that kind of deformity. I mean, that obviously makes an incredible difference in their life. Now, Shirley... we're having an open house week. The center is having an open house on January 31st. We're going to put the graphic up at the end of the segment. And what's going to be happening at the open house?
Well, it's a great opportunity for us to show our stuff. We'll have a reception where we'll be able to explain to people what we do there. We'll have some dignitaries speaking. We'll have an opportunity to introduce our team members, which I'm very proud of. We have a very dedicated team at the Stramski Center. And then we'll be able to show the visitors, they'll be able to come and visit our center, and we'll be able to show them the kind of programs that we do, and they'll be able to see hands-on how we're able to help these children.
That's going to be on Monday, January 31st. We'll put that graphic up at the end of the segment. And Shirley, I understand the Steel Magnolias are having a big gala, as they do in September. And some of the honorees of that gala are going to be at the open house.
That will be their first introduction to the public at large, will be at the open house. Art, I'd like to back up a second about where the Steel Magnolias came in. When the center first started, it was the Children's Memorial Hospital Auxiliary that came through with a lot of money for a lot of years, and they really should have some credit in there, a lot of credit. Without them,
sure,
it wouldn't have happened. And I want to be sure that they get a little plug in there.
Yeah.
And then when things change, and things do change, that's when the Steel Magnolias were needed, and that's when we came to the fore 5 years ago.
Well, you know, as in so many areas, it takes a community to make things work, and I've seen in other areas as well how groups step up to the plate when times call for it. And mm-hmm. so it's a great example of the community making this work. So I look forward to seeing you at the open house. You are all invited to the open house on Monday, January 31st, to find out about the work of the Stramski Center, and also I know that donations and auction items will be welcome for your gala.
Absolutely.
In September, and the same number that you can call to make your reservation for the open house, you can get information about helping out with the fall gala. Thank you both for coming on this show of the new year.
Thank you, Art.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more Straight Talk after these messages.